Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. First, I want to talk about, you know, Jesus. You know, we talk about Jesus, the organizer, the supreme organizer, or I think the Torch says the great organizer. But Jesus set an example for us how we are to be organized. Mm-hmm. He set an example for us. Because when he was walking on the earth in his all man, all God, he chose not to be, chose not to organize.
Right.
He chose not to organize. Because he, though he was God in the flesh, Emmanuel, he could have called down legions of angels. He could have. But he said, you know what? I am not going to organize anything. The only thing I'm going to do is obey the supreme organizer, which is my Father.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Did he not?
Yeah.
He said, this is exactly it. And he says, I say nothing unless I hear orders from my supreme organizer, the supreme organizer of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens to be my Father.
Right.
God, right?
Right.
And so he set the example for us. That's why he had to go spend time abiding with the organizer mm-hmm. every morning, early in the morning, because he had to get his direction from the supreme organizer, because he, even though he could have organized, he laid it all down and said, you know, what do you want, Father?
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for him. Where's he at? Because early in the morning, he'd go spend time with the organizer. People said, you know, where is this person at? Where's that person mm-hmm. at? He said, maybe they're spending time with their organizer. Whether no matter who the organizer is, a dark organizer or a light organizer.
And it matters.
So when you're being organized, you got to mm-hmm. spend time because you are not it. You're being organized by it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus would go and spend time, the Son of God would lay it all down and spend time with the Father who organized his life and organized everything. And he knew it. He's walking out, though, for us an understanding that this is how we live our life.
Mm-hmm.
Because the second you begin to organize yourself, I mean, when he organizes you, the world may determine, like Korah did, hey, you did this. But understand, Korah's just, you know, carnal.
Mm-hmm.
He's just thinking fleshly stuff. And he's like, Moses, you've gone far enough. He's like, I'm not organizing this. This is God. So don't let people tell you things like that. But understand that when the supreme organizer begins to organize things, what he was organizing this one moment was so huge that they were going to tell time by it.
Mm-hmm.
It was so huge that all of mankind who chose to be organized by soon to be the sacrifice for our sins, Jesus Christ, who God was organizing for us to be able to have a Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Yeah.
It was an amazing thing he was organizing.
Yeah.
And so here he is. He is standing before Jesus has already been accused by all the religious folks, and they've already did all the things that we talked about and organized against him. And he's standing. Jesus, who is all God and all man, is standing boldly before Pontius Pilate, an elected official, a governing official, government,
mm-hmm.
standing before men's government. And we know now that in the context of government, that God is totally, you have all the kingdoms of this world has been given, the authority and the splendor of these kingdoms have been given to me, I'll give them to you. That's what Satan, Lucifer told Jesus.
Right.
And so Pilate, this political, governmental, this governor, stands before God, who's choosing not to God him. You know?
Right.
It's like, I'm giving you air to breathe. Go ahead and say what you got to say. And it was so overwhelming that all of a sudden some demon must have found out and began to speak to his wife and said, You're about to blow it, you know.
That's right.
And she was tormented in her sleep about what her husband was about to do.
Right.
I wonder how many wives have been tormented about their husbands in the political arena who's about to sell out God. And they went in there and they said, don't do this, because she wasn't caught up in all those meetings.
Sure.
She don't know where he sold out yet, or mm-hmm. she sold out yet. So the spouse is going, listen, last night I had a dream. They're going like, I don't want to hear it. You don't understand the deal we got, baby.
Right.
You know, I was like, yeah, we do understand the deal. And then he says, this is what Jesus says to him, because they're fixing to crucify him. They've already said, you know, what they're talking about, and he knows it's going to happen. Like, who do you want me to release? And they said, Barabbas. And Jesus, they said, crucify him. Anyway, so he knows this is going on. And so he's standing before the governor, and this is God standing before the governor. And the Pontius Pilate says this to Jesus. He said, listen to me. Don't you know? Don't you understand? I'm the president of the United States of America.
Mm.
Don't you understand I'm the governor of Arkansas? Mm. Don't you know that I am the president of the United Nations? Don't you know that I am the president of whatever, Mexico? You know, don't you know I'm a governor?
Mm-hmm.
And that I could loose you and I could let you go? And Jesus says this, because he understood who actually is the supreme organizer. And right now the church does not. The church has begun to try to do things in their own self, their own flesh. And what was begun in the spirit now is trying to be accomplished in the flesh. Either God is God or he's not, and he is.
Sure.
And so Jesus looked at this governor. Think about it. A governor in that time could do some serious, it could crucify you.
Yeah.
He said, the only thing you have, Pontius, the only thing you have is what's been given you from above. In other words, not only am I allowing him to organize me, I'm allowing him. You have no choice for him to organize you, because all authority on this earth is established by God. And those who rebel against it, rebel against what God has established. I mean, even the Pharisees who were all whacked out, he said, listen, do what they say, don't do what they do. Understand, God will deal with authority.
Yeah.
He will deal with it, but you got to stand there and know in your heart that they have nothing on you in the context of that, even though they might crucify you. Understand this, that truly God is allowing that to take place if that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know. You go into the fire like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and what happens? The fourth man shows up in the fire and you don't get burned. I mean, you just don't know. But the thing about it, don't ever default to the setting thinking that you're the one. He's made an example for us. And the thing is, right now, the church is terrified. I remember one of the ministers at Fire School of Ministry there, or no, at Brownsville Bible School of Ministry, both actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this little plaque on his desk that said, I'm not scared. Who was that?
I don't remember.
Anyway, so I was like, and the thing is, like, yes, you are. Or not him, but just there's a fear going on. And it's time for us to stand up and begin to walk around. Walk around in authority. And we even have to stand. And he says, listen, when you're arrested and you stand before authority, don't worry about what to say, because the grand organizer, God himself, his spirit will speak through you. If you're not terrified, if you truly believe the only thing they have is what God has given them. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day that day on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us. VFN Radio taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business, or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.